fine silks and satins he's made for her to wear. When in fine silks and satins he's made for her to go. Now she's the captain's wife in Caledonia.
Colleen Rainey on the Saturday Cafe. That was On the Way to Caledonia. Is that right?
Bound for Caledonia.
Bound for Caledonia. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Joining me also in the studio are Casey Neal. Welcome back, Casey. Long time no see.
Yeah.
And Johnny Connolly. Beautiful button box. I am envious. I grew up with a button accordion around the house and loved the sound. Colleen, did you grow up with Irish music?
I did.
What kind of music and...
Yeah, well, I grew up in a pretty impressively large family in Seattle by today's standards. There are 10 of us, and I'm the 9th of those 10. And so by the time I, you know, came around and had any sort of consciousness, my oldest brother was playing in an Irish band that he started in Seattle called Rapparee. So I grew up as a step dancer with the band, and then... excuse me, in my teen years, I sort of would make the odd appearance with them singing and then switched over to singing somewhat regularly with them. So all of this in the Bothy Band and Planxty and, you know, all of the sort of greats, the records of the greats were in the house all the time, Silly Wizard. And so those things were just part of, you know, part of the fabric of the Rainey upbringing, I guess.
Rainey upbringing being up in Seattle.
Up in Seattle, yeah.
So you were also exposed to the Folklife Festival there.
We spent every year at the Folklife Festival. Yeah, we did. We, you know, dutifully schlepping around to the various stages and performing come rain or shine, mostly rain. But there were, I remember a couple of really massively hot weekends there. And I know I was just telling you this, but my mother used to record the Folklife Festival on cassette tapes for my brother when he went away to medical school, and send them to him so that he would have a record of those things for the years that he missed.
Serious music fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, folk music especially, and Irish music for sure.
When did you start performing professionally outside of your brother's band? When did you go solo, so to speak?
Well, in 2008, I think, is probably when I started playing. Before that, I was working in New York as a theater actor. So I was touring and performing in musical theater and on stage for a number of years. And then I came back to the Northwest and decided to make the jump to Irish music.
Which is tougher, stage fright, getting ready to act or getting ready to sing?
Oh, sing. definitely sing, I think, because I've had, you know, less time with people staring at me for that purpose. I'm much more... It's easy to get comfortable by the time an opening night happens in theater, because you've had 3 weeks of rehearsal, and oftentimes, you know, you're sort of trying out a new song on an audience for the first time, you know, those sorts of things. But I think definitely singing or the music stuff makes me a little bit more nervous.
Would you like to try out a new song on us?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No,
well, yeah, try out a song on us, would you please?
Yeah, we're going to try a song called, or we're going to sing a song called Lassie with a Yellow Coatie. Lassie with a yellow coatie, will you wed a Muirland jockey? Oh, lassie with a yellow coatie, will you busk and gang? I have pale and cakes full dinty, I have butter and virginity, but I wonder why you like the lassie with the yellow coatie. Will you wed a Muirland jockey? Oh, lassie with the yellow coatie. Will you bosk and gang with me? Throw my mail in. Can you love a Muirland jockey? Oh, lassie, with a yellow putty. Will you bask in gangway, lassie, with a yellow putty? Will you wed a Muirland jockey? Oh, lassie, with a yellow putty. Will you bask in gangway, me?
Colleen Rainey is my guest on the Saturday Cafe with this very, very hot band, Casey Neal and Johnny Connolly on guitar and button accordion, respectively. Mm-hmm. Boy, Portland seems to be an Irish hotbed.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of Irish music there.
How did that, you know, do you know anything about the history of that? How that happened? I mean, I know Kevin O'Burke, Micheál O'Donnell, Trina O'Donnell. Was that kind of the start of Ireland in Oregon?
I think that's what I have heard. I only actually got to Portland about 5 years ago. So Casey can probably tell you a little bit more about it than me.
The weather's the same.
That's true. Just a little bit manic also. Yeah, it seems to be a good environment for Irish musicians and the Irish people. But then, you know, work begets work, art begets work, or mm-hmm. art begets art. And so the fact that those players were in Portland then attracted a bunch of other players, and those of us that were learning from those people and continue to do so, there are, you know, just in the last year, 5 or 6 more people that I know of have moved to the Portland area because it's just such a great place for collaboration for music, for Irish music especially.
Are there jams and sort of grassroots?
There are some sessions. Yeah, there are sessions all the way from, you know, beginner sessions, open sessions, all the way up to the invited sessions every couple of weeks with sort of guest artists that are in town and sort of higher level national touring, internationally touring players stop through, and Johnny usually has them out to the Moon and Sixpence every few Mondays.
What is the Moon and Sixpence?
It's a great pub in restaurant in Portland. And they've always had great like bluegrass and Americana jams with the Foghorn string band.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a legendary session that sort of Johnny's been a part of for a while. And so it's just the place, like people always say, what's going on at the Moon? Like it's just one of those things that you just check in with that place when you come through town. Yeah,
I'll have to do that the next time I'm in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going up there for a pottery show at the end of the month.
Oh, fun.
Have to see what's going on. Well, you're doing a show tonight in Eugene at Cosmic.
We are at Cosmic, yeah.
What time does that start?
8.
And that is 8th and Charnelton, right down the block from the KLCC studios.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for being willing to put this together on the fly.
Oh, thanks for having us in. It's always nice to talk to you.
It's really wonderful having you all here, and we have time for another song.
Okay, sure. I think we're going to do a Richard Thompson song, if that's all right.
Oh, sweet.
With you. In A. We're going to do a song in A if you need to tune your radios at home. To the A.
I'll check the panel
check
here.
The
I was
board.
Trying to discreetly signal an A.
No, there's no such thing as discreet in the Colleen Rainey Band. So it's one of my favorite of his songs called Devon Side. By Devon's side, she was a marching. It was a gang of no great size, and surrender was the banner that she carried, and hungry was the shiver in her eyes. She met a boy. she dropped her banner and claimed her prize. And the only food she had was bread and morphine. Ah, but he fed on the shiver in her eyes. By Devon's side, his love was drifting. He searched for comfort otherwise. And there never was a rope or chain about him. And she held him with the shiver in her eye. When the light fell from the shiver in her eyes.